みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Lesson Season 3, Lesson 2, Nihongo Dojo. What you don't eat at home, you might eat in Japan.
Naomi です。
Rebecca here.
こんにちは、みなさん。こんにちは、レベッカさん。お元気ですか？
元気ですよ。Hello, everyone. こんにちは、Naomi 先生。What's today's target grammar?
今日は、particle はです。
Okay, so today we're going to look at the use of the particle は。
Contrastive usage of は。Like, では、えは or とは。
So we're going to look at the contrastive use of は with other particles. Today's conversation is between three colleagues.
そうですね。北川冬香さん、夏美みなみさん、それからファブリツィオです。
Okay, and they're work colleagues. So we'll be hearing polite Japanese, right?
はい、そうです。
Okay, so what are they talking about?
I think they're talking about 四国。
Well, as you already know, Japan consists of four major islands and 四国 is one of them.
And they're also talking about Japanese food. So please try to catch the name of the food.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
あ、そうそう、みなみさん。私、来週会社を休みます。実家へ帰ります。
ああ、そうですよね。冬香さんの出身はどこですか？
四国の高松です。四国のうどんは美味しいですよ。私は東京ではうどんを食べませんが、四国では毎日うどんを食べます。
わお、偶然ですね。来週、私も四国へ行きます。高松へは行きませんが、松山へは行きます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あ、そうそう、みなみさん。私、来週、会社を休みます。実家へ帰ります。
ああ、そうですよね。冬香さんの出身はどこですか？
四国の高松です。四国のうどんは美味しいですよ。私は東京ではうどんを食べませんが、四国では毎日うどんを食べます。
わーお、偶然ですね。来週、私も四国へ行きます。高松へは行きませんが、松山へは行きます。
次は英語が入ります。
あ、そうそう、みなみさん。私、来週会社を休みます。実家へ帰ります。
Oh, that's right, みなみさん。I'm taking next week off. I'm going back to my parents' house.
ああ、そうですよね。冬香さんの出身はどこですか？
Oh, that's right. Where's your hometown?
四国の高松です。四国のうどんは美味しいですよ。私は東京ではうどんを食べませんが、四国では毎日うどんを食べます。
高松 in 四国。The udon in 四国 is delicious. I don't eat udon in Tokyo, but in 四国 I eat it every day.
Wow! 偶然ですね。来週、私も四国へ行きます。
Wow, what a coincidence. Next week, I'm also going to 四国。
高松へは行きませんが、松山へは行きます。
I'm not going to 高松, but I'm going to 松山。
四国のうどんは有名ですか？
高松、that's the place where Fuyuka is from, and 高松 is very famous for うどん。
I see, so 高松のうどんが有名ですね。So, 高松 's udon is very famous.
そうですね。And 高松 udon is usually called sanuki udon.
Oh, is that where sanuki udon comes from?
高松 is in Kagawa Prefecture, The old name of Kagawa Prefecture is Sanuki.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've heard of Sanuki Udon, but I had no idea it was a place name.
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, I've tried it. Actually, I think I had some for lunch the other day at my local shokudo.
Oishii desu ka?
Oishii desu ne. Hai. Is there also a type of udon called tanuki udon?
Ah, tanuki udon wa.
The batter from tempura.
Yeah.
Because when I first heard that, I thought it had tanuki in it.
Ah, raccoon.
Yeah, tanuki means raccoon. And I'm thinking,
we don't
raccoon noodles? What? And is there kitsune udon too?
Yeah, kitsune udon ne.
Fox noodles.
Fox noodle. But we don't eat kitsune, which is fox, nor raccoons.
So what's in kitsune udon?
Kitsune wa, it's kind of like fried tofu.
I see. It's not fox.
No. I think the color is yellowish. Brown.
Like the color of a fox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 勉強になりました. Thank you. That was very informative. On to today's vocab.
実家.
One's parents' home.
実家. 実家.
Starting low and rising on the last syllable. か.
実家.
Next.
出身.
A person's origin, their hometown, city, and so on.
出身.
Starting low and rising on the second to last syllable. し.
出身.
Next.
四国.
四国, one of the four main islands of Japan.
四国. 四国.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. こ. And falling on the last syllable. く.
四国. There's another pronunciation, which is 四国. 四国. 四国.
Starting high and falling on the second syllable, staying low.
四国.
Next.
高松.
高松. Name of a city in 四国.
高松. 高松.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. か. And falling on the second to last syllable. ま.
高松.
Next.
うどん.
うどん. Japanese wheat noodles.
うどん. うどん.
Starting low and rising on the second syllable. ど. Staying high.
うどん.
Next.
おいしい.
Delicious. Tasty. It's an い adjective.
おいしい. おいしい.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. い. Falling on the last syllable.
おいしい. If おいしい comes before a noun, おいしい becomes おいしい. おいしい.
Starting low and rising on the second syllable e, staying high.
おいしい.
Next.
毎日.
Every day.
毎日. 毎日.
Starting high, falling on the second syllable e, staying low.
毎日.
Next.
食べます.
To eat. Mas form.
食べます. 食べます.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. べ. Falling on the last syllable. す.
食べます.
Next.
偶然.
Coincidence. By chance.
偶然. 偶然.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. う. Staying high.
偶然.
Next.
来週.
Next week.
来週. 来週.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable. い. Staying high.
来週.
Next.
松山.
松山. The name of a city in 四国.
松山. 松山.
Starting low, rising on the second syllable, つ, falling on the second to last syllable, や, and staying low.
松山.
Let's have a look at the usage of some of the words in today's dialogue. The first word we're going to look at is 来週, which means next week. Naomi-sensei, can you explain the elements of the word 来週?
The first kanji means coming. The second kanji means week. So 来週 means next week.
The coming week.
Hi, coming week.
All right, so let's have a look at a sentence from the dialogue.
来週
私も四国に行きます。
I will also go to 四国 next week.
来週
next week.
私
I or me, but here it means I.
も
to or also. We covered this one in 日本語道場 lesson 4.
四国
四国 the name of a place.
に
This is a particle which indicates place or time. And this one was covered in 23 and 24.
行きます
To go. And so putting that all together, we have
来週私も四国に行きます
So literally, this means next week, I also 四国 to go. And of course, that means I will also go to 四国 next week.
レベッカさん、来週、どこに行きますか？
来週は、大学に行きます。
大学は、university。
Yes, I will go to university next week.
そうですか。頑張ってください。
はい。ナオミ先生も、大学に行きますか？ Will you be going to university too?
いいえ。来週も、私は、ジャパニーズポッドに来ます。
Okay, so, next week, you will come to Japanese pod.Just like this week.
はい、そうです。
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to look at a very useful Japanese expression.
そうそう。
そうそう。Yes, that's right. It is...
そうそう。
You'll hear this quite often in a Japanese conversation.
そうそう。
そうそう。そうですね。
How do you translate so in English?
You can translate it with or yes or that's right.
そうそう。Is like, oh, yes, yes, or that's right.
It's the noise you make when you're listening to show that you are paying attention, or you can use it to say that you agree with what the person's saying, right?
そうですね。
Like that.
そうそう。そうそう。そんな感じです。で、we often use it as a filler in a conversation.
Right, yeah. It's really important, isn't it, in Japanese to show that you're paying attention?
相槌 is the one thing.
相槌 yeah.
レベッカさん。How do you say 相づち in English?
Well, actually, I don't think we have one word or one expression that covers 相づち, but it's what you say when you're listening to show that you're paying attention or that you agree. Like saying, or, oh yeah, or right, or it's all those words.
なるほど。
Actually, there's an interesting phenomenon you might come across on Japanese TV. She's called the 相づち女。
何ですかそれ I've never heard the expression.
Well, I think you'll come across her on TV. She's the very pretty lady who stands next to the male host and says, oh yes, that's right. While he's talking about the main business of the day.
なるほどね。
So, 相づち女 is the 相づち lady.
相づち lady. いますね。I think I've seen many 相づち女 on a TV show.
Yeah.
And,Sometimes I'm an 相づち女 when I'm doing the show with Peter-san.
Oh, well, we won't tell him that, will we?
そうですね。Peter-san, そうですよ。
We need to find some 相づち男, don't we? Some 相づち men.
そうですね。相づち男。
Let's have a more thorough look at the grammar we used in this lesson. What's today's target sentence?
高松へは行きませんが、松山へは行きます。
I won't go to Takamatsu, but I will go to Matsuyama. In today's lesson, we're going to look at the constructive marker wa when it's being used with another particle. And we're also going to look at the use of the disjunctive particle ga. Don't worry, we'll get into what these things actually mean in just a minute. First of all, let's look at the contrastive particle wa. In the previous lesson, Style You and Beyond 1, we learned that wa replaces the object marker o to mark a contrastive element.I think the sentence in the last lesson was 私は
そうですそうです映画は見ますでもホラー映画は見ません
That's right. So we took two sentences. The first sentence was
映画を見ます
And the next sentence was
ホラー映画を見ません
In order to contrast these two sentences, we took out the お and we put in わ and put a でも in the middle.
でもは
But
そうです
So basically, what we came up with was, I watch movies, but I don't watch horror movies. And the wa indicated the contrast. In today's lesson, we're going to look at how wa can follow other particles, such as to, or e, or de, or ni.
例えば、東さんと映画へ行きます。
I will go to the movies with 東。
東さんと映画へは行きます。でも、うちへは行きません。
I will go to the movies with 東、but I won't go to his place. That sounds like a date.
そうですね。
A first date, maybe.
It's a really bad sample sentence.
Yeah. You're not seeing someone called Higashi-san at the moment, are you? So in this sentence, or in these two sentences, we can hear 映画へは and うちへは. Ordinarily, you just say 映画へ or うちへ. But here, we're putting in a wa.To indicate contrast, and it kind of emphasizes the contrast as well, right?
はい.
And in the middle of the two sentences is the word demo, which we're going to look at in a minute. Let's look at another example sentence first.
私は銀座で映画を見ます。
I see a movie in Ginza, or I will see a movie in Ginza.
私は銀座では映画を見ます。でもうちでは見ません。
I watch a movie in Ginza.But not at home. Literally, but I don't watch a movie at home.
銀座では映画を見ます。でも、instead of this demo, you can put が。銀座では映画を見ますが、うちでは見ません。
So both demo and が mean but. The difference between them is that with demo, you start a new sentence. Or demo starts a sentence. が comes in the middle of the sentence and links two clauses.Let's use demo and が in some example sentences.
私は映画は見ます。でも、テレビは見ません。
I watch movies, period, but I don't watch television.
私は映画は見ますが、テレビは見ません。
I watch movies, comma, but I don't watch television. Same meaning, different punctuation.Okay, so that's all for today.
そうですね。
Don't forget to stop by JapanesePod 101 to check out the PDFs and the Online Learning Center.
じゃ、また。
じゃ、またね。
あ、そうそう、みなみさん。私、来週会社を休みます。実家へ帰ります。
ああ、そうですよね。冬香さんの出身はどこですか？
四国の高松です。四国のうどんは美味しいですよ。私は東京ではうどんを食べませんが、四国では毎日うどんを食べます。
わお、偶然ですね。来週、私も四国へ行きます。高松へは行きませんが、松山へは行きます。